AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A U.S. official says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may travel to Russia for a summit with President Vladimir Putin. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was asked about it at the White House.
The reason why that there is such an intense effort on the part of Moscow to generate this kind of support from North Korea is that we have continued to squeeze Russia's defense industrial base. And they are now going about looking to whatever source they can find.
In return, experts say North Korea will likely want food and energy shipments. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says First Lady Jill Biden will stay in Delaware for the week after testing positive for the coronavirus. President Biden twice tested negative.
He will be masking while indoors and around people in alignment with CDC guidance. And as has been the practice in the past, the president will remove his mask when sufficiently distanced from others indoors and while outside as well.
Jean-Pierre says the president is in close contact with his physician. The Capitol physician says Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's recent health episodes show no evidence of a stroke or seizure. The impeachment trial of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has started.
Attorney General Paxton, how do you plead?
Absolutely not guilty.
Paxton is facing corruption charges. Numerous requests to dismiss many of the 20 impeachment charges were rejected. Wait times for the tens of thousands of Burning Man partygoers trying to exit the mud-caked northern Nevada desert are beginning to decrease after flooded roads left them stranded there for days. The government is taking a big step toward forcing a defiant Tennessee company to recall 52 million airbag inflators that could explode. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration made an initial decision. The inflators made by ARC Automotive and under license by another company are defective. This is AP News. A killer who escaped a Pennsylvania prison 5 days ago has been spotted.
Pennsylvania State Police Deputy Commissioner of Operations George Bivens says Danilo Cavalcanti was spotted shortly after midnight Saturday, about a mile and a half from Chester State Prison.
The photos confirm that Cavalcanti has not changed his appearance, but also that he has obtained a backpack, a duffel sling-type pack, and a hooded sweatshirt.
Bivens says the 34-year-old fugitive will be caught despite evading a police perimeter.
I'm confident that he will slip up. He did here. He walked into a trail cam, didn't know it.
Cavalcanti was sentenced to life in prison for killing his ex-girlfriend in front of her children and escaped while awaiting transfer to state prison. He's also wanted in his native Brazil for murder. I'm Julie Walker.
Saudi Arabia and Russia have agreed to extend their voluntary oil production cuts through the end of the year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.